Hi, good morning. Last night, my wife Sheena, the mother of our two boys, was robbed at gunpoint not far from our home. And I'm thankful to God that she's here with all of us this morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I am safe and that we are incredibly thankful to the law enforcement officers who and their families who go out every night and work to keep all of us safe, and to everyone who reached out with their concern and with their prayers. We are also aware that what happened to me and to our family last night happens to far too many people and far too many families across this city and this state, and that that cannot continue. We ask that you keep all of those people in your prayers as well, and I've asked Eric to say a few words on our family's behalf this morning.
When we put our boys to bed last night, we said a special prayer of thanks for God's protection and a special prayer of thanks for all the men and women of law enforcement who put their lives on the line to protect all of us and all of our families every night. As a husband, my first thought was for Sheena's safety. My second thought was for justice. And I'm glad that the men and women of law enforcement found these young men before I did. These young men victimized many people last night, and they need to face the justice system for what they did. Law and order must prevail, and must prevail in all of our communities. I also recognize that we have a choice to make here in the state of Missouri. If we continue down our current path, it'll continue to lead to more disorder, more lawlessness, more chaos, people living farther and farther apart from each other, divided by fear. As a father, I also recognize that not only was my wife's life put in jeopardy last night, but that these young men, that their lives also changed. And I feel for their families. These young men were 19. These young men were 19, 15, and 14 years old. Faith teaches us that we must forgive. And that's what Sheen and I plan to do. And we want those young men to know that today. And we want their families to know that today. And I plan to sit down with their mothers and their families to discuss what we can do together to make sure that every family and every community in the state of Missouri knows that they can go home at night and look at their kids and know that they'll be safe. This has strengthened my belief that we must do different in the state of Missouri. And that's what I plan to do as governor. And I would ask all of you, as you go home tonight, please to continue to pray for Sheena and our family, but also to say a prayer for each other and for the state of Missouri. Thank you very much.